culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Hi, we're Owls by Nature.
And you're listening to
CITR
101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hold together.
Good evening, Vancouver. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting to you live from the unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Right now, you're listening to Soul Sandwich. I am your host, Ola. Usually, you have Rohit Joseph in the studio as well, but he's not here right now. But instead, we have the video phantasmagorical editor from the UBC. Yeah, she's like sitting right across from me. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, it's Kate Kohlenbrander. How do I say that?
Kohlenbrander. You got it.
Yeah, okay.
You shouldn't have questioned yourself.
Yeah, and like she's going to be in the studio with me, maybe recommending some tunes for me. She's got some like three really great songs that we're going to play after. We're going to talk about some pretty important stuff as well. And yeah, just stay tuned. We have the usual, like, you know, heavy. As usual, we start off with, like, you know, softer tunes, and then we just, like, go into, like, full-blown, like, dank beats at the end of it. So, like, yeah, just stay tuned. Don't go away. You're going to enjoy all of this. We'll just start right away. Could you tell me what was the first thing that just played right now?
It was Tron Song by Thundercat.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was from me. So I'll just play that, and then we'll come back right back in, and yeah, we'll start off with Kate's selections. She has three songs. So enjoy Tron Song off of Apocalypse by Thundercat. We'll be right back. Okay, so we're back for real. You're listening to Soul Sandwich. Kate is right here. She's going to just introduce us to like what music she's going to be playing. Could you just tell us a little bit about the music you'll be playing?
Sure. Should I start off with kind of the reason why first?
Or let's start off with that, actually.
Well, as many people know now, I would say it's just kind of become bigger news.
Okay.
That Ben from the queer punk band from New York, Power Bottom, has been accused of sexual assault, and the band themselves, and Ben has put out a couple statements, not really denying these claims. They are saying that it's accusations, but they're not really doing anything but kind of blaming the victims. It's getting messy, and they've suffered a pretty large fall from grace from what they were at the beginning. They had a new album coming out. I think it was called Pageant this month, and then this all came up before. So.
And how have you felt about that? I know you're like a big, like, you were a big Powerbottom fan.
Yeah.
Right? How have you been, like, dealing with that the past few days?
It's been tough. It's been really tough just because they were such a strong force for a lot of people who listen to their music as kind of comforting or really empowering. And I knew they got me through a tough time when I went to see them when they came to Vancouver last fall. I got to talk to Ben afterwards, and they were really obviously nice and receiving. But with a band like that and with the scene that they kind of were able to gain popularity with, yeah, I don't think that you can really separate their work from them.
And you shouldn't, right?
Exactly, yeah. So much of their work is centered around acceptance and this whole culture of self-love. And when you hear all this stuff that comes out against them that is just completely contrary to that community, it's difficult. It's hard. It's hard to imagine that could happen in those communities. And it could be even harder to try to speak out against people who are so prominent in those communities.
Yeah. So what is the message for today? Like, what are you trying to, like, do with the music that's going to be played?
Well, I kind of want to give people roots out of Powerbottom. The first one, well, whenever I'm sad, I listen to Mitski.
Yeah, you're like a rage listener. This is not a joke. It's like if you want to just, like, you know, like, cry and, like, have my imaginary makeup just, like, flowing down my face and, like, screaming and, like, breaking glass and something.
I would honestly recommend going to the drugstore and buying some cheap mascara just for Mitski listening sessions.
I thought I was going in, like, a different direction for half a second, and I was like, no, Kate, what are you doing? And so we have Mitski. From what album are we going to be playing from, and what song?
This is I Bet on Losing Dogs from Puberty 2. The whole song, at least to me, was kind of this... It was really about kind of investing yourself in already failing relationships. And obviously, taking on a little bit of a different interpretation now with applying it to my once loved band Powerbottom. So, yeah, I really find that music can still be very cathartic. You just need to find new music
emotional
to find comfort
catharsis.
Is. Yeah. So
we're going to do that first. What's up next after that?
That it's Low Himmel by Told Slant. Told Slant is a genderqueer artist. Their name is Felix. They come up in the same kind of scene as Powerbottom. I really found out about them from the Powerbottom show. They've, of course, distanced themselves from Powerbottom. It's just important to realize that this isn't the end all of kind of queer music, and if you found some sort of comfort, no matter what that may be grounded in Powerbottom's music, that doesn't make it invalid, but you can still find this in other ways. And what I really love about Told Slant's work, and something that they've recently touched on with an article from Pitchfork, which was called Queer Kids Deserve Something Better Than Powerbottom, is basically that as much as it is great to have music that is all about self-love and kind of completely denying everybody that might put you down, there is pain that is involved with trying to achieve that self-acceptance, and that the article goes more in depth about this, but you hear, especially with new music, like what the new album, The Perfume Genius, came out with, that there's still that pain that's prominent, and it's not really, not that it was ignored with maybe some of Power Bottom's songs.
It's already acknowledged.
Yeah. So I think it's important to still try to find, represent all facets of identity when you're trying to become accepting of it. And then to make just kind of a real switch, we have a remix from
Kira Bonita.
Yes. which is a remix, Frankie Cosmos remixed their song Fishbowl, which is just kind of, with so much new music coming out this summer, it can kind of be a bummer when you find out that an album that you were looking forward to is not there. But there's so much. So much just positive, fun-loving songs that you can find kind of acceptance with, and you can still just kind of dance to. And it's okay to be upset about this. I think it's okay to kind of be bummed that a band, whatever connection that you had with, is problematic and is kind of worth distancing yourself from. But yeah, there's still music out there. There's still plenty of music that you can find and relate to and smile about and everything like that.
Nicely done. That's well said. Like, you were like freaking out about coming on the radio.
Yeah, I'm
like,
you're
like such a natural.
What have I just been rehearsing for hours?
Oh yeah, you're actually like a world.
I listen to too many podcasts.
PP Body award winning.
PP Body.
This is why I have you on air. Thank you. Okay, so we're just going to go right into it and just ignore Kate for like the next 10 minutes. We're going to go Mitski and then Told Slant. And then we'll have like Kira Bonito afterwards. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
body is still my body, will not be a legible one. Why don't you comfort me? I know my heart is a window in the dark to you. Why don't you comfort me?
Okay, and we're back. That was three songs back to back. That was a triple threat, triple entendre. I don't know.
Double entendre means is like the thing with the words.
Oh, the words.
When it means two things.
But yeah,
triple
but this
threat.
Is,
just
but this
go
is
with
a triple threat.
Threat.
Okay, this is a triple threat of music, recommended by your lovely friend, neighborhood, Kate Kohlenbrander.
Neighbor, not neighborhood. Neighborhood Kate Kohlenbrander. Every neighborhood.
I'm trying to do like a cool intro, man. Jesus.
I was going to say like neighborhood video editor because it's like in this neighborhood.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough.
There is only one. I think actually.
But you know, you're just like a neighborhood amazing person, though. You know, like you're not like qualified by like, you know, like.
Yeah, because there are multiple. I used to think. In middle school, I used to check Facebook, Google, like search my name in Facebook to make sure there weren't other Kate Kohlenbranders. And
how many are there?
There weren't any for a while. And
but then,
but recently, not recently. I haven't looked, Googled myself. What? I did see another Kate Kohlenbrander. It's all Dutch people, so.
See, Dutch people just don't use Facebook.
I guess. Kate
or is this person like five
like
or
a,
something?
Maybe, yeah. They're gonna take over me.
They're
gonna
steal
come back.
Body snatchers. Yeah. Oh god. Yeah. yeah. So just tell me a little bit about. We were talking about Mitski for a while, like while the music was just playing off. And
well, I introduced Mitski to you when we were working together.
Really? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, she did.
Well, I could lie. I could lie and say that one day you came in and. Found
just tell
this.
That story. Tell that story.
I don't. Well, let's see what happened. I think I probably just stood up and was yelling about Mitski, which I usually do.
And
we were cubicle buddies. We shared a wall. And I think I probably forced you to listen to her, as I do with most things.
Yeah, I think you like recommended one song, and I was like, I think it was the First Spring.
Oh,
What was that? Was that the album? First Spring Love something? I don't know. The like
the
one
First
with the
Love
white background.
Late spring,
yeah, something like that, yeah. And I think the song
clearly
was
huge fans,
big fan. I think the song was I can't remember the song.
Well, I think the album is "Bury Me at Makeout Creek," and then
there you go. Okay, cool,
first
cool,
love,
cool. Yeah. First love, late spring,
spring
was the name of the song.
Yes,
there we go.
There we go. We got it eventually.
There we go. And then like from that song, it just like broke me in, you know? Like,
yeah.
And by broke me in, I mean it's like. It
broke
me,
you.
Literally.
I came up to you in the library, and instead of writing your essay, you were looking up Mitski lyrics, which is honestly a better.
Which is better by time.
Yeah.
I did well in that midterm, thank you very much.
There you go.
But,
it's because of Mitski.
It was because of Mitski. She graced me with her magic.
Yeah.
It's great. You want to talk about who Mitski is for those
well,
who are listening? Just more information.
More information about Mitski is that
well, she liked one of your tweets.
She did like one of my tweets. I went to a Mitski show when she came here to Vancouver last, and I did go alone because I found out that she was coming, and then I was gonna just kind of see what friends would want to go, and then somebody told me that she was sold out, and I got so scared, and I saw that she wasn't sold out when I checked, and I bought a ticket, and then I ended up just kind
of... One of your friends?
Well, okay, I think, I forget if she had bought it on, but anyway, I just heard that Mitski might be sold out, and I don't, my vision, mind went a blur, I got scared, I bought a Mitski ticket.
Was that like on the website?
What? I don't know.
No,
I don't know
because I remember like checking and like it was like sold out.
Yeah. Anyway, so I went, I got a ticket, and then I ended up going to Mitski alone, even though I'm pretty sure I knew people who were going. And then I got there, and honestly, I would highly recommend that if there is an artist like Mitski, or if you get a chance to see Mitski, just try to go alone and be in that moment, because it's
better to go to concerts alone, people.
It's truly magical. I didn't realize, and because literally there are no consequences when you go to a concert alone, because if when you go to a concert with other people, you kind of have to hide your excitement,
keep your eyes on them,
and you gotta have to act like, oh no, I'm not crying right now, I'm fine, like everything's good. I just got to take a real quick break, and you're not hearing me sob in the bathroom. But when you go alone,
you're crying.
When you go alone, it's all good. You can literally just cry, and what are the people next to you going to do? Nothing. They can't do anything.
You're not allowed to cry.
Yeah.
The security is just going to grab you and pull you out of
and hug me. Comfort me. I need that.
Okay, and then like we didn't even talk about it. okay, so.
She is a Japanese-American singer-songwriter. I know that she is from New York City. I believe that Currently, she is on tour. She is 26 years of age. She has a few albums out. She has Lush, Retired from Sad, New Career in Business. That is one of my very favorite albums. Class of 2013 is such a beautiful song that's on that album. And then she, of course, has Bury Me at Makeout Creek.
Which is the one that broke, yeah.
Puberty 2, which is her latest release.
It has Happy, right, on it?
Yes, Happy was, I think, the first single from that album that she released. But, yeah, it was, I would highly recommend, if you guys are interested in Mitski, watching her Tiny Desk.
She made like, the NPR list of best music of last year, right?
So. She deserves it.
Yeah, A+.
But, yeah, there's something also... I would highly recommend following Mitski on Twitter. You know this.
I know this. She tweets quite a bit.
Like
more than I do, probably.
You tag quite a few tweets. I like it. I enjoy it.
Okay. And what about we'll talk about Told Slant?
Told Slant.
We have talked about them though.
Yeah, we talked about Told Slant just a little bit. They are in a couple other bands. There's just kind of, I don't know if it is even called a collective, but there's just kind of this group of bands where I think it's like Florist and Bellows and formerly Eskimos now. I think it's, I don't know how they pronounce it exactly because I just looked this up that they changed their band name. But it is, they are, I'm pretty sure the drummer for the bands they're in, and then Felix is their name, and then Told Slant is their solo project. It's just, it's obviously a different vibe than the last song that we heard, but it's really just kind of nice, and if you're into the kind of more experimental music, they're really good, and they're really interesting and becoming a bigger face in the whole DIY queer music scene. So I would highly recommend checking them out. And then the last song was a Frankie Cosmos remix of the Kiro Kiro Bonito Fishbowl, which I actually very, very, very recently got into Kiro Kiro Bonito because... my friend, I think she made a lot of Instagram stories with just the album artwork. And she was just like, what a jam, what a time. And you know what? Eventually you got to check that out. And Frankie Cosmos is also somebody that I have gotten into because my roommate in first year, well, she's my roommate now. She wasn't my roommate in first year. She was my floor mate. I gotta get the facts straight. People are gonna check me on this, Ola. Don't give me that look.
Fact check. No alternative fact.
Okay. We're going with these. But but yeah, I don't know. I think it's I am a huge supporter of just kind of finding a really good selection of happy dancing music. And the more you can find and the more positive, pure stuff that you can find, I'm always really down. They are a British band, and they are coming out, I think, with each week in May, they're releasing a new remix, which so far have been great. I would highly recommend it. So if you ever just need to find some fun, uplifting dance music, you can do that even if the source where you once you got it is now slowly crumbling before your eyes.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you so much,
Kate.
Yeah.
And we'll just slide into like the rest of the
DMs
show. The logical conclusion, but no, we're not sliding into DMs. We are sliding into the rest of the music. We'll go from Kate's lovely selections into Amber Mark's Lose My Cool, and then after that we'll have Toby with the song Libra. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Enjoy.
I full of pain just stuck in my head. There was no one that could get me out of it. Yes, I think the drinking was a bit excessive. Just to be frank, the drinking ain't what caused me to be aggressive. My heart has been taken over every day. I get colder too. I realize I need to let go expression from the get-go too.
It's never been this real before. I woke up this morning, looked at the clock and saw the hour hand move. And that was how I knew today would be amazing. Word to Ice Cube, text saying that I'm in the mood. Baby, book a quiet room, back shots like Ricky from Boys in the Hood, a celebration. Celebration. But this for my dudes, all of my young boys who don't know no better. A wise man once said to me, if she makes you nervous in your heart, you supposed to get her, take photos, pose together. I just want a queen, you know what I mean? I just want a queen I could hold forever, go one strolls together. Stay out late, get drunk as fuck, and then go home together. Grow together, read Eckhart Tolle together. Tell me, what's a king with no Coretta? No Coretta. I just wanna
hold you tight, hold you tight. Go inside and whisper in your ear, my dear, I'll be yours forever. Oh, slow striding under the moonlight, slow dancing under the strobe lights, slow grinding under the nightlight. Oh Lord, I hope you hope we never ever go our separate ways, is destiny. And I know no better. If I only had one pair of shoes, I would run to hell and back for you. But if I was broken, would you help me put my soul together? Oh, you never know. No, 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 no. But these days, no one knows no better. I propose a toast. Here's to hoping we'll be fine as we venture into the unknown road together. But it seems so easy from far away, don't it? I can sing to it. There's something you can sing to it, Lord. You're my right hand, but your left add a ring to it. Ooh. Your first name, my last name, got a nice ring to it, don't it? But your friend like you who don't know. Man, these boys outside, they don't know no better. Oh. And da-da-da, I've been home forever.
She wanna spend time with a nigga. She would do time for a nigga. Little baby got the swag and the figures. It's 2 a.m. and we gone off the liquor. Little baby, you know I ain't even gonna lie. I love your style, love your vibes. I promise with you I will try. Call out of work on a Friday, baby. Girl, I know you had a bad day, baby. 200 on the highway, baby. Wanna do it my way, baby. I don't trust no girl like I trust you. I won't put anyone above you. I've been having chills when I touch you. You ain't even got an ass, you can come through. All you gotta do it my way. You wanna do it my way. She wanna do it my way. Get high, I'ma take you on the skyway. Take you on the skyway.
High key, I'm so inspired. A mother mistress retired. We talk and we fight and don't talk all night. I can't tell if it's alright. Girl, I need assistance. After work hours, get to business. Tell that other nigga adios. You don't wanna fix shit. Girl, I need that quick fix. Non-stop, girl, I've been having visions. You know I'm experienced, so it's only right if you listen. And look, you like my boy eyes and Mercedes. That's no key. Know the right buttons to push, then we low key. We ain't gotta tell them all stars, what we do. It's real when there's no snap story for the proof. Damn, left field with the right hand. Meaning our relationship here isn't planned, but it's cool, it's all good. OT, still out of town, putting overtime for the season. When you feel it's going south, don't put up par walls. Sitting sideways, you know I be on call. Driving down that Hamilton Skyway, just to show you how I do it when we do it my way.
I gotta do it my way. You wanna do it my way. She wanna do it my way. Get high, I'ma take you on the skyway. Take you on the skyway.
She's delayed.
issues or miscommunications this evening.
Yeah, so that's Kata reading her horoscope.
The moon enters Pisces tonight, shifting your focus to relationships.
Mercury retrograde. that's all I know.
You know, don't act. I feel like you wake up every day and read your horoscope.
Hi, you're listening to Soul Sandwich. the songs you just heard, where the first was by Amber Mark. And yeah, she had the amazing soft voice for the song Lose My Cool. And then we had Toby, Nigerian-born, Toronto-raised musician.
What was the name of the song?
No, he's an artist. The name of the song is called Libra, which is what made us go into this weird
astrological
journey
tangent.
I don't know, because he in a Fader article talked about how quote, being a Libra, we are prone to wanting to live in harmony with others, and we have a deep love for life and people.
So,
which I really connected with, really. Yeah. But then again, horoscopes are pretty much
Well, apparently you're in a flirtatious mood today.
You're not supposed to say that bit out, but okay, sure. Yeah, so call me, reach me.
If you want to beat me.
If you want to beat me. That was Toby. And then we had the last one we just played was called Ashton. It was called My Way. Actually, it was Ashton and Tammy, I think. TXMMY. Ashton is a Mississauga rapper, and Tammy is a producer and artist, and they've both worked on other stuff as well. Check out their SoundCloud. Pretty solid. Yeah, I think you have more stuff to say about horoscopes.
Well, I just have. Ola is, of course, a Libra. I read you your Friday horoscope, but I did find the Thursday one from that same website, which is astrostyle.com. And it says, quit being so modest, Libra. Today's quarter moon in your flamboyant fifth house inspires you to believe in yourself and to show it.
Sorry, fifth house?
Yeah. Forget about being polite or waiting for the right time to say something. Express yourself without all that self-censorship. No matter what you're doing. Making art. Oh, my God. Communicating your desires to a partner.
Sorry.
Speaking up at work.
Do they think I gave up on avocado toast? Or why do I have a fifth house? Okay. Yeah. Are we going to keep going?
I can stop, but I just want to say that from your horoscopes, Ola, it seems like you need to take some time for yourself. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, I'll be leaving right now. Bye. This is your show now.
I'm just going to crank Mitski while you cry.
we'll just go right into the next few songs. We have Fall Together by Pomo. Pomo is a Vancouver artist. I think he's from Port Moody, BC, but that's technically Vancouver.
Controversial.
Also Harrison Brom. They're both Harrison is also a Vancouver artist as well. Pomo is become kind of famous for being a super dancey electronic music. He was signed to How, What, and Where, the same with K Tronada and Lou Phelps and Taku. I think Taku was also there as well. Check him out. Check out that song. It's called Fall Together. And after that, we have Vials, I think by also a Vancouver artist as well. Female Vancouver rapper with the song Fallback, which sounds like she's telling her opponents to fall back, kind of get away from me kind of stuff. So it's very, very cool. And then after that, we have another Canadian female rapper called Javia Mighty from Toronto, and the song is called Flower City. So we'll play those. After that, we'll go into the last few songs. But until then, enjoy these sweet jams. All right.
Thank you.
Why are you laughing?
No, it's just great. I get excited. If you want to move forever, if you want to move forever, she got splits up on her lips and marks on her body. She kinda talks some shit real quick, 'cause I hear all about it.
If she's trying to play around with me, I can move something better. I don't wanna take some time to breathe, we'll fall together. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. Up on her lips, marks on her body. Is she gonna talk me into tricks? Cause there's something about her. Is she trying to walk all over me? Can find someone better. Guess it's gonna take some time to see that we'll fall together. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever. If you wanna go forever, if you wanna go forever.
I wish a boy would just fall back, fall back, boy, fall back, fall back. You just another on the list of motherfuckers I won't call back, call back, fall back, fall back, fall back, boy, fall back. Another on the list of motherfuckers I won't call back, call back. What did I do to deserve this? Talk so much, never a word in. Calling on stop like I heard it. Man, I heard it. Pass me the blunt and I burn it. Don't give my love, gotta earn it. Make him go down, down, down. I don't return it. Yeah, she got no feelings. She got me reeling. I did or I didn't, don't matter, no difference. My touch, sexual healing. She is so vicious. You try, it's ambitious. I cut in my curve and they don't get the word and still wanna tell me what a bitch is. Fall back, fall back, boy, fall back, fall back. You just another on the list of motherfuckers I won't call back, call back. Fall back, boy, fall back, fall back, fall back. You just another on the list of motherfuckers I won't call back. He heard how I move, he counting my miles, now wanna come too. And baby, it's files and ain't got no room, nah.
No room and no time and no patience for you, nah. And everyone's the same way. They get so greedy when you feed him for a day. Just a day, swallow that water. Now he got some fine taste. They want your mind and then your body too. You can't pry them away, okay. Don't like your energy. Fuck what you pretend to be. I'm feeling like Mariah. Why you so obsessed with me? Fall back, boy, fall back. You just another on the list of motherfuckers. I won't call back. Fall back, fall back, boy, fall back. You just another on the list of motherfuckers. I won't call back.
The client you're calling is currently unavailable. Please. Fall the fuck back.
It's not my hometown, but it's my hometown. You feel me? I don't want to talk about it, so I'm going to talk about it. Hawaii. Mighty.
I walk through the shadows at night. But they got an hour to go. I follow the path by the light. I carefully step over flowers that grow. I sit on a bench and I think tomorrow is all that I need. Submerged in the grass and the trees. My lungs, they expand as I breathe. Hey, I'm rich. Yeah, oh.
Your tricks will get you high.
Yeah.
Flower City, what up? Ball in the little league, off to infinity, making my goal like a Tiffany. Promise I'm doing this differently. Saw them and tackled them viciously. Look where we live and we model schematics of bigotry, huh? Yeah, it's a problem, these niggas be dumb. On they knees swallow when industry come. I walk through the shadows at night, but they got an hour to go. I follow the path by the light. I carefully step over flowers that grow. I sit on a bench and I think tomorrow is all that I need. Submerged in the grass and the trees, my lungs they expand as I breathe.
Flower City, bitch. Flower City, Flower City, bitch. Flower City, bitch. Flower City, Flower City, bitch. Flower City, bitch. Flower City, bitch.
Yeah, so y'all missed like a full blown conversation about male rompers and
romp hymns.
Yes, and UBC production nights as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, just like what are your opinions about? I mean, you obviously, like, you can't, what's not to like, right?
Well,
like,
I am in full support for a romp hymn movement. Ola has just informed me that Ted Cruz has recently tweeted about it, which does put a little. Resistance into the movement, but I believe they can persevere. I believe it, and I believe
the
that Ola will fully pull off a romper. I believe that
you have a lot of faith in.
Yeah, I think this is the movement. I think we need to blur. I don't like the whole romp him. I think we're good. Rompers
are good enough.
It's we don't need man buns. We don't like
it's the buns.
A bun is a thing that doesn't have to be gendered. So let's stick with I want to make a romper unisex. You know what I mean? Because especially because I want to with my height being a 5'10" woman, I cannot purchase rompers that I find at the store because they look like stripper ice skating outfits on me because they go in places that aren't really suitable for outside. So if I can start buying male rompers for the summer, that's what I'm into. And I'm into seeing guys wearing rompers. I'm worried it's going to turn into the new kind of salmon shorts thing. You know, when you see guys with like the topsiders and the salmon shorts and they call their dads when they like, they're the kind of people that punch windows at house parties. And then
I feel like it's like an entirely different world that I'm not.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's just
to.
Like white boys that go to private schools.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm worried it's gonna. But I think Ola needs to be the champion on UBC campus to wear his romper.
Pioneer.
Yeah, because I think you can truly pull it off.
Here's the tweet, right? So it was caption contest by some person, and it was like I think Ben Sass and like Charles Schumer and Tom Cotton. They were like three Republican representatives, and they were all just chilling out, like just. You know, chilling out, and like I think one of them has like two hands out, you know, and like Ted Cruz,
perfect for radio, is trying to describe.
they're just chilling out. One of them is like sitting on like just chilling out. Yeah, one of them has like his two fingers up, and like Ted Cruz is like, quote. So anyway, it's a romper for guys, and it's called the Romp Him, and I just ordered two, and like he thinks that is super funny, but it got 28.8K likes.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ted Cruz is a slug of a person.
Oh, whoa! I didn't think we were allowed to like. You know what? Just go.
It's nothing more than that. He just kind of looks like a slug. It's not really anything. He just looks like a not even a slug. Like a snail that has left his shell.
Quite recently, I've been like hearing all the best like disses and like,
oh yeah,
it's great. It's like it's just like
I don't know if you can read the one that you sent.
I'm trying
on
to find
air.
It right now.
I recently read it to someone. It's quite good.
Film of pond algae in human form.
Mm.
Great, so
beautiful.
Great,
beautiful.
Like that. Just if you want a zinger, those are.
There is that really highly explicit one that you.
Oh
that
yeah,
you
no,
sent,
that was but, yeah, that was like Killer Mike, but like yeah, I'm not yeah. gonna read that out loud.
You can search it up.
We'll go into like the last few songs, just like finish off.
Tell us about them.
Oh, the latest, like, the last two songs.
Yeah,
last three songs, last four songs.
Hype it up. Get me excited.
Okay. Cool. So Lou Phelps. I just wrote like a review for Discorder about Lou Phelps' new album coming out. But he had a song come out with Key! Exclamation mark. Come out in 2016 called Rent Is Due. Lou Phelps is this rapper from Montreal. He's brothers with Kate Renata. But I don't think he really likes that label at all. Like Kate Renata's brother. So like he's like his own artist. And yeah, he released an entire album that was like very, very like, you know, infectious energy. You know, he's always like making lines that are like corny and jokey, and like, you know, his flow is actually very, very good. So like the song is called Rain Is Due. And then that's on Spotify. Didi actually told me about the next one. It's a Gold Link with Kokomo Freestyle. It's a new track off his new album called At What Cost. Another artist, the third artist, is CJ Fleming's, I think also from Montreal as well. He's also featured on Lou Phelps' new album, and his song is called Shine. And then the last one is Guards by Spotty Joseph. And I don't know what her name is, but Ayo Angie? I'm not sure. But Ayo, it's like, I'm not sure, but like she's a female rapper as well. So yeah, check her out. We're just going to go right into all of those. We'll play some ads before that, but hopefully you all enjoy those. And if you don't get to come back, this is a sign off from me and Kate.
KK
was
such
natural. No, like, you can come next time. It's fine.
I'm going to come and read everybody's horoscopes.
Yes, you'll be our resident astrologist.
And then assign male rompers for the horoscopes while playing Mitski. We're all tying it. We're tying it all together. This is where we go.
You can always just start your own show, though.
I'm taking over.
Okay, we're just going to be right back. Or we won't.
Oh.
Bye.
Love you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyem, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyem, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasque, Mustayo.
UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
Disappear. Hey, I'm slapping niggas like Rick James up in the studio. So give me beats, I'll touch down just like I'm Julio. I'm a Canadian savage like number 49. While y'all niggas hanging out, I'm working out of town overtime. Money in my wallet, money in my fucking jeans. Double check, we walking with these niggas, might be dead. Yo, I stuck all on my shoes. Wanna buy Barrett and Pew. Broke niggas in a strip club, okay. Don't come to me when you got to pay. Hey, nobody pay they rent tonight. Ain't nobody pay they rent tonight. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Swimming money like it's fluid. I got mine, you gotta get yours. Pay your rent or you get kicked out. Nobody pay they rent tonight.
I keep that 50-round drum inside of that Tony Romo. Okay, activist and high tech got me moving in slow mo. Hey, bitch, what you say? Have you lost your fucking mind? Hey, time is money and it's fucking mine. Mangum don't know what he said. Mangum don't know what he said. Have your bitch pick up my chain. I might have to the shoot at okay. Trust me, bro. OJ was the only one with that fucking gloves. When I put them gloves to work, you know I'm going fucking dumb.
Nobody paying they rent tonight. Nah, ain't nobody paying they rent tonight. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Swimming money like it's fluid. I got mine, you gotta get yours. Pay your rent or you get kicked out. Ain't nobody paying they rent tonight. Nah, ain't nobody paying they rent tonight. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Swimming money like it's fluid. I got mine, you gotta get yours. Pay your rent or you get kicked out.
Ain't nobody paying the rent. Ain't nobody paying the rent tonight. Nah, ain't nobody paying the rent. Ain't nobody paying the rent tonight. Nah, if the rent is due, you know what I'm gonna do. Spend this fortune with my crew. I'm about to hit a club or two. Ain't nobody paying the rent. Ain't nobody paying the rent tonight. Nah, ain't nobody paying the rent. Ain't nobody paying the rent tonight. Nah, if the rent is due. You know what I'm gonna do? Spend this fortune with my crew. I'm about to hit a club or two.
Legging with the clip, we dump it off like V. Ramanovic. Sorry, homie, you know we not friends, it's all for politics. Politics, never get to see who really running shit. Now you know who running shit, you rappers on punishment. Papa dog niggas, they be lying on they rubber dick. Everybody scared of little Linky, man, is evident. Feeling like 50 way back in 03 or D. Talking about goddamn it, you some other shit. 301 screaming 4-4 on my Louis shit. Papa tags by the mo, niggas on they dummy shit. Three miles of news, for a gold news. Black and yellow boots with the boots in the gold. We shot a nigga, had to go last week. We don't really care who got shot last week. Riding at the meter block and really bumping me. Go some bad shit, you don't want no problems with a GD. CPG, I'm the king of the streets. I never had to struggle when the gangs were beef. Always 10 toes, so it's hard to defeat. And trust me, nigga, I've been looking hard for a beef, huh? He ain't rapped this hard in a long time. U Street popping off, Vita dudes and dies. Muslim homies always say, well, I ain't to the guys. All my life, been addicted to the power, ain't gon' lie, yo. Ain't no fear, I'm never willing, put a shell up in yo. Ain't no telling when we do it, we just shoot and get ya. Got a bad thing, it ain't lie, lie, ass wide. With some tie ties, keep my mouth wide. North side, bumping north, north with a dick. When I was a baby, I was wildin' for respect. You gon' get your head buzzed, fuckin' with the set. Fuck around here and talk crazy, you get wet up. We ran so many niggas out of here. Wonder why young Linky never had a fear. Say it once, say it twice, you gon' get peace. Anybody ever ask what happened with the beach? Running from police, they almost had me when I slip. Way, way back, I almost started selling dip. Round the same time, bumping T.I. versus Tip. I ain't know who went harder, made me wanna celebrate. Now we in the game and I'm so busy from the bank. Niggas looked at you like, damn, dog, look where you came. I don't give a fuck about shit, man, yeah, change. And let your niggas style and I need my fucking change. DMV, nigga, I'm a nigga of the year. Legging, third legging with my fears. Rapping ass, nigga, but I'm quiet when I'm near. Always plotting on the bitches and I'm plotting on my fears. We don't need no checks from the boys. We just need respect from the boys. We don't wanna fall in love by the force. So I just get the little re-drilling with the boys, yeah.